I've sold to a lady in town here, and she's developing that. But that was one of the bigger lots, and it seemed like some of the complaints we got were the lots were just really small. And so we're going to try this to see if there's, we can generate some more interest here. And had one person tell me that if the lots 1 and 2 were combined, that he would be interested in it. But the way it is, he's not. So if we can get more land out there and on the tax roll, and but we will have to put a little money into it doing the subdividing it. But we still think that's worth doing. So.
The 7,500 square feet is pretty small. There's houses here in town that's bigger than that. Yeah. So.
But there's no access to this.
Oh yeah.
To these lots.
Yeah.
The picture doesn't show it justice.
Oh, it doesn't. Yeah.
The housing. This is an old. Our aerial photos are old. But this is the road that now goes down to the clinic.
The road isn't shown up.
Yeah.
You got to blaze your way through the trees. No, there's water and sewer and electric and the whole works there. So.
Okay.
And a road.
Good bargain.
Any further discussion? Hold, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13G, proposed resolution number 02-17-1363. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, supporting appropriation of disaster relief funding by the U.S. Congress for the 2016 Alaska pink salmon commercial fishery failure.
Move to adopt resolution number 02-17-1363. Which supports Governor Walker's letter to the U.S. Department of Commerce requesting that the 2016 Southeast Alaska pink salmon fisheries be declared a fisheries resource disaster under the Magnuson-Stevens Act.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
This is Julie.
Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to strongly support this. This was a really unusual year in that pink salmon runs across the state pretty much failed. And a lot of people sat on the beach. A lot of fishermen, especially seiners, had to finance their loans with the state. And some folks even lost their vessels and permits. So, I very much support this.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13H, approval of a contract with CAMA Company, LLC, to provide municipal assessment software.
Move to approve the contract with Alaska CAMA Company, LLC, for an assessor program and authorized budget amendment in the amount of $30,000 to the assessor budget, which funds will come from the general fund reserve.
Second. Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Yeah.
We have been looking for a assessor's program with Mike Renfro. He's been looking, and we have been assisting him where we can for probably 4 or 5 years. And all the assessor programs we've found around the United States are hundreds of thousands of dollars. This was the first one we found that was more generated towards Alaska and kind of a, more of a local deal. A guy out of Sitka who has been in the appraiser business for years and years and years. I've known the guy for a long time. He developed this. Sitka has already started on it, and I think there's two or more other communities that are going on it too. But basically what will happen, or what happens now, is they'll go out into the field, they write a bunch of notes and measurements and stuff on a piece of property, and which they have to do every, I think they have to reassess and remeasure and do everything every 3 years by the state requires that. So they'll go out there and do all this. They'll come back in, and we have a computer data place that they punch it in there. Then they take out the card, the paper card, and then they write all that information in there. And then if they take pictures out there, they have to get them developed, make sure they keep track of which ones with which property. They have them developed, they open it up, and then they take out the old one and tape in the new ones. And it's just such a time-consuming thing. They'll be able to go out with an iPad, and they'll take the pictures on that. And if they like it, they say save. They'll measure it, put it in there. They're done with that. That's it. So we believe that probably in year four, probably between 4 and 5 years, we'll be back in the black on this. And for the initial cost and the training and the initial part, after that, it should save us, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of about $15,000 a year with the assessor company, because they can just do the work so much quicker. The other thing, if there's ever a year, and they've had these where, say, land values in general have to go up 3% or 5% or whatever it is across the board, they can do that in about 2 minutes, where otherwise they have to go in with their calculator on every single 1,800 cards and do the calculation and write the number in there, and then we have to enter that into the computer system. So all this will be done automatically. And the last thing is, we're required, the state assessor's office have been hassling us for years about doing this. And there's a report we have to do every July with them. And it's all this detail that we don't have the information. How many pieces of property are threeplexes and fourplexes and this kind of land and that kind of land. And we have some basic information that we can give them, but we just don't have all the detail, and this will be set up to do that assessor's report that takes us, between Mike and us, probably takes us 2 or 3 days, just tons of staff time. And anyway, I can go on and on about what this will do, but and then the public will be able to access this over the internet. So some of the basic information, not a lot of the details, but you can go in there and get your assessment information and that kind of thing. So I think it's a good thing all the way around, and long term it's going to save us some money. And I think any of those things we can do, so that as it's going to get tighter and tighter in the future, if we can streamline things, I think it will be a good thing.
Well, and we're going to have to rewrite that code, because it does mention ledger cards, so eventually we'll have to do that.
Right.
But I was wondering about, you're requesting $30,000 extra, so that brings the budget up to $75,500. But then we have to pay for the license fee, and we have to pay the whole $24,000 up front, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we've got $13,000 for training, and
there's $8,000 for training.
Is that for us?
For us and Mike.
Okay.
Because
he's not trained on it already, or
no?
Okay.
Yeah, we've just done some demo things on it, but
okay.
Charles Horan is going to have to train their staff, and then they'll help train us. But there's $8,000 for that. And then every year there's a $5,000, like we have with all our software, just a renewal fee,
right,
or a maintenance fee. And they answer questions. You get so many hours of that. And any upgrades.
20 hours, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's going to be an expense, because then Mike has to convert all of our stuff into that system.
Right.
And because there's a lot of things we need in that new system that's not in there, but it's on the cards, he's got to get that out of there manually. So there's going to be 2 different years with him that...
And that's 22,500.
22, 2 different years.
Right.
And
well, what I was getting at, that only leaves us with 16,000 left. Now, what does Mike charge? Is that 22,500?
This year, I think there's $45,000
right.
in the assessor's budget. This will put it to 75.
Right, 75,500.
And we've only used 15 this year.
Okay.
So far.
So
He's got some more to do, so there will be maybe another 10. So that will leave us roughly 50. So you got 24, and then you got Mike's cost of 22.
Uh-huh.
And I think
plus
that,
the 13.
Well, the 13 we don't have to do until July 1.
Oh, okay.
Which is
the next fiscal year.
Budget.
Okay.
Yeah. So they deferred some of that just so we could kind of get into it.
Because I didn't think you had enough money left.
Yeah. No, this should do it.
All right. No, I think this is a good thing.
What'd you do? Lose it?
Technical difficulties.
How does that happen? Here. Hello, well, I got this.
Oh, and you are, I'm sorry, you are going to change the district court to Wrangell.
It is Wrangell.
It is Wrangell.
He sent that change back to us, and Kim's got it, but he did change that. That was one of the attorneys. And actually, Bob said this agreement was one that he'd already vetted for someone else that he's using. I don't know if it was Skagway or someone that Bob is their attorney. So he's already, it's the same thing other than the jurisdictional court thing. So, but it now says Wrangell.
Okay, good.
So we're good.
Good.
Any further discussion? Poll, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item that takes care of all the new business. Item 14, attorney's file. We have none. Item 15, executive session. There's two items on the executive session. 15A, executive session discussion of possible selection for the borough manager position. And 15B, executive session, discuss with the borough attorney the options regarding the land deal with search in the city and borough of Wrangell.
I move that pursuant to 4462.320C, subsection 2, that we recess into executive session to discuss matters that may tend to prejudice the reputation and character of any person, specifically discussion and possible selection for the borough manager's position, and also that we recess into executive session with the borough manager and the borough attorney to discuss matters that the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have adverse effect upon the finances of the borough, specifically the city's options regarding the land deal with Search and the city and borough of Wrangell.
Second.
We've been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Do we want to include the borough manager and the borough clerk in item 15A?
Oh, I guess.
When we go into executive session for that?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be appropriate.
Yes. So we need an amendment to the motion.
I'll move to amend motion 15A to include borough manager and city clerk.
Second.
Been moved for second.
And 15B with borough clerk.
I probably don't need to be on that one.
Oh, okay.
Any discussion? We will vote on the amendment.
Okay. Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. And for the main motion.
Okay. Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. So, recess into executive session at 7:58 p.m.